It's 11:15 on this beautiful day, and even though it's very cold, we have this promise of slightly warmer weather ahead of us, and of course the spring to follow. And so that's a wonderful thing to contemplate. Mabel Louise is here with us. Hello.
So. Yeah. We just need to hang in there a little while longer, just maybe even a few hours, and we'll have a better temperature. I was thinking about all this cold weather we've had, extreme this year. And I remember when we first moved to Chippewa that we had one day where we had 40 below. I remember the house was cold. We just couldn't seem to get the temperature up. And we didn't know if the pipes would freeze and all of those good things. But today we can just smile and be happy because the sun is shining. And you know what? It's going to seem like a heat wave. It's above zero. And tomorrow will be a better day. We can look forward to that. And the scripture says over in Psalm 118, this is the day. I almost want to sing it. That's a nice song. We sing it at church. This is the day the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. And the Apostle Paul said over in Philippians, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. You know what? Paul was in prison when he made all of these wonderful things, these statements that I just read to you. And of course, the psalmist gave this as the day that we need to rejoice in it. And you know what? Saints of old rejoiced in spite of the circumstance in their life. And so that's what we need to do today. So maybe I can cheer you up a little bit and encourage you. I pray so. Well, by the way, I want to ask you a question. Here we go again. Have you been watching the Olympic Games? Oh, my goodness, I think they're so wonderful. I can hardly wait for evening to come so that I can watch it. I love all the different sports, and aren't they fabulous? And the heights that they get up in the air, oh, wow. I especially enjoy the figure skating. They're so beautiful, and the music is usually really lovely. And I don't know about you, but the enthusiasm and the determination of those players make me feel young again. That's right. I really enjoy it. I only wish that I had all of that energy that they have and all of the goals and things that they have when they're so nice and young. Well, America would not be what it is today without men and women who had a dream. And of course, I think right away of Martin Luther King's statement. He said, I have a dream. And how that message and that statement has changed the way of life for people in America. And I think of Thomas Edison. I read a book about him and how he dreamed of many inventions. But he's the one who invented electricity. And I read where he had hundreds of tries, just kept trying and trying. And he slept in his room where he was doing all of his testing. And that he had many, many sleepless nights. But guess what? We all know he made it. We can turn on our electricity, and it was because of his determination to make that a reality. And I think about the colonists. They had a dream of freedom, freedom of religion, and they got on that Mayflower boat and came to America to fulfill that dream. They didn't know what they were going to encounter. And they certainly went through lots of hardships, didn't they? Really, the majority of them died before they could even see the reality of their dream. So we can conclude that America is built on men and women who had great dreams, great goals, and they lived it. And every member of our Olympic team has the dream of going home with that gold or one of those medals. I'd like to call them great achievers. It's always a thrill to hear the various stories of how each member of the Olympic team became a dreamer. And you know what? The truth is, most of them started out very young in their particular sport, and they were encouraged by their parents. You notice how so many of the pictures show the parents in the audience cheering them on, and how wonderful and how encouraging that is for the different ones. And I'm not going to take time to tell about any of the members of the team, because I want to talk to you again. I've done this before, and I want to do it again, because it's so important to realize the power of a dream. And for years, I've had a list of things that make up a dream right in my files, and that list is a good follow-up of my last few broadcasts of the question was, what is your priority in life? And that list includes 20 things that make up a dream and the follow-up of really making it happen. Takes grit, doesn't it? Lots of it, lots of fortitude. But we can make it happen, you and I. Isn't that right? Well, the Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. And you know what? That verse can be adapted to a person as well as a church. And usually when a church is planning to build a building or to do something special, the pastor will preach a sermon on that particular verse, that without a vision, with the people perish. And my, churches without a vision, they usually close their doors, don't they? They just quit. People don't come. They close the doors. So today, let me visit with you about what makes the power of a dream. What really happens in the life of someone? And by the way, it really should happen to all of us, because God has given us special gifts, special talents, and that can be used for God's glory. It can help others. Why, it can even go overseas and help those precious people who have needs. And Paul, here we are quoting him again, because he was the encourager. I think about Barnabas and how he was known as the encourager in the Bible. But Paul said in Philippians 4:13, and I may repeat that later on in my list, but he said, "And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us." You know what? We need to have that on the top of our list in our memory bank, because there are a lot of things that come up and we say to ourselves, "I just can't do it. I just don't have this gift and that gift and that other gift and whatever." And we have to remember that with God's help, we can accomplish what He has in store for us. I remember my mother, especially mother, dad too, but my mother particularly, she was the pusher. And she'd say, "Well, at first you don't succeed. Yep, try again." So think of these things that I'm going to be listing as an encouragement for you and for me in our Christian life, how we can grow and how we can accomplish so much for the Lord. And of course, it takes surrendering our life and giving it in obedience to the Lord. Well, the first one is all of those Olympic players had to make a decision, didn't they? They had to realize that they had a goal and that they had a gift and they wanted to pursue it. And hopefully you and I want to do it for the Lord. In other words, we each have a goal, something that we want to accomplish for the Lord. Maybe it's playing the piano and you're just learning, or maybe it's achieving a four-year BA degree in college. Really has to be a goal, doesn't it? Because it takes lots of work and lots of money and lots of faith and lots of tests and you name it, and it's all included. Well, the second thing is you need to be enthusiastic about it. Oh, my goodness, it's so important as a believer to be enthusiastic about all the promises of the Lord, about the privilege that we have of serving Him. And we get all excited and can't wait to participate in something in the service of the Lord or in that dream that you have. And you sleep, you eat it, you dream it, you study it, you go to the library and you read all about it. You think about it, you wake up in the night and think about it. First thing in the morning, that's on your mind. And how you can improve. Wow. How we need to apply that in our Christian life. And then you have to accept the challenge, don't you? It has to be accepted. You have to say, yep, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it if it kills me. So if you're a Christian, you'll say, Lord willing, with His help, I will do it. Maybe somebody, well, maybe the pastor last Sunday said to you, would you teach a Sunday school class? And right away your mind says, oh, I can't do that. It's too hard. But you have to accept the challenge, don't you? And say, I'll try, Pastor. I'll do the best I can. I'll work at it. Well, that's the way those Olympic players have done. They have accepted the challenge to do whatever they're supposed to be doing in the Olympics. Well, excellent is claimed. You want to be the best, for you know that the competition is stiff, and you must have the goal of being the best you can for the Lord. I remember one of the past, this was in the past years, there was an Olympic skier. I wish I knew who his name, but he had only one leg and he sat on a bar of some kind, specially made for him. And he went down the trail 70 miles an hour using only one leg to balance himself. I should have asked my son Greg about that because he probably remembers his name. And how precious it was to hear his testimony of how he was not going to be defeated and he wanted to pursue his dream. Well, how about you? Do you have a dream today? Do you want to achieve it? Yes, Paul said in Philippians 3:8, and let me read it to you in closing. It's beautiful. He said, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. In other words, he's saying, I'm going after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended. The word apprehend means taken hold of, grabbed it, and holding it like you're never going to let it go. That's what Paul is saying. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth with those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Is that your goal today? Paul is saying, I'm not comfortable just sitting. I'm not comfortable staying in the same place all the time. I have a dream to follow the Lord. I have a goal to follow the Lord. And I guess this, according to my husband, who was a runner at school, he ran the half mile and was an achiever. And according to him, Paul here is talking about achieving in running for the prize. And that's what we need to be doing. And that's what this is saying. Excellent is claimed. Proceeding to go further and further in the goal and in the dream that you have. And he calls all things but lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. That's the way I feel about learning the scriptures. I am so hungry. Get up early in the morning and read and read and study and study and reference. It's so wonderful. Well, number five says leadership is asserted. I'm assuming that most of those Olympic players are born leaders because they've taken matters in hand and they want to have a goal and a dream. And as a leader, you go for it and you pursue it and you learn all about it, how to be a better one. And you search on the internet to learn and you become a leader to help others. Well, I'm out of time, so I'm going to let you go and tune into my next broadcast and let me give you the rest of the list of the power of a dream. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.